This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
It's incredible.
Another world, another time.
They thought nobody would look at their own doctors. They thought nobody would resist them.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
For a corporate, eugenics-based world government to ever take control, it has to do so by stealth. Their own Banff Canada 2007 documents say by stealth, we must keep this secret. With world leaders meeting, with corporate leaders. You can't put that genie back in the bottle. And if you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. I've said for decades here, I know they're ridiculing me and attacking me, but I know when their plans start going into place, my credibility will explode. But that isn't what matters. The time bombs were already planted politically. A lot of them. And so you can't even kill the messenger at this point. Going back to Roger Stone, how do they set up the world government, the UN takeover of the internet next month? George Soros saying only his groups will be able to be on the web. All this megalomania of these narcissists and borderline personality disorders and sociopaths and psychopaths. I mean, look, there were a lot smarter crazies like Hitler and Napoleon that got their butts kicked. I really smell defeat and almost death on these people. I just hope they don't take us all with them. But what about, in closing, and then any other final points, Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com? I just think history's against them is what I'm saying.
Well, this explains the uptick in the bully boy tactics. I mean, three people who worked for me have now been hacked. These same three people tell me that they believe they're under round-the-clock surveillance, a dark car with smoked windows outside their homes. These are just IT people. The death threats have ticked up sharply. I got a nice email this morning. It said, the Clintons have killed many people who get in their way. You are next. Very nice, very heartwarming.
Yeah, they don't send the black cars around anymore because a few times, you know, things happen. But
well, you live in an open carry state. I do not. But the point here,
somebody pulls up in the black car. I mean, I go over and start talking to them. But yeah, go ahead.
The greatest single mistake of those who are running the country and indeed the world was when they allowed the legalization and the widespread of the internet. We have found each other. We are together. We're in touch. Now, when they talk about regulating the internet, that means shutting it down. That means censoring
it. His own email says he wants to shut us down, Stone.
Too late. Too late. We know how to find each other, and we're ready to march. The toothpaste cannot be put back in the tube.
So what do they do? Hopefully they back off and are smart, but they're not going to. What do we do when they try to steal the election? We should do a whole show on this.
They steal this election, Alex. I predict to you they will not be able to hold on to it.
I agree.
They are going to cause a constitutional crisis.
And by the way, you were the number two in command taking it away. I mean, who knows who really won from Gore. I mean, you're somebody that does this.
Well, in that case, we don't really know who won that election. It's actually impossible to decipher. And therefore, a war of tactics and superior strategy awarded that election to George W. Bush.
And that's why they're so scared of you.
Well, the fact that he then led us into the Iraq War is one of the...
No, I know you hate him, and you've gone public ever since then. I mean, you're for marijuana legalization. You're more of a libertarian. I mean, you're a good guy.
I'm still asking my God for forgiveness for what I've done for the Bushes. I was blind, but the scale...
And look at how they're in bed with the Clintons. So you're really battling the Bushes now. You're trying to get your soul back.
Right, because it's the same criminal combine. This is the Bush-Clinton crime family. Read my books.
No, I agree with you. And you don't say that. I'll tell you the thing about Roger Stone. Why I love him. I mean, this is a great guy because he is so accurate. He doesn't tell you what you want to hear. He really tells you what he really thinks is going on. And nine times out of, you know, I mean, it's just, I'd say nine times out of 100, he's dead on. I agree with you. They're not going to, if they steal this, it's their undoing. They will not be able to keep it in their hands.
Agreed. Alex, we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Or anytime you want to pop in, Roger Stone, anytime. StoneColdTruth.com. Get his books at InfoWarsStore.com and get the Bill Clinton rape shirt he designed at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Thank you so much, Roger.
Great to be here.
If you're going to punch the Clintons in the nose politically, why not go all the way? And we've done that here. We are all in, 100% commitment.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Come on, come on, come on, baby. Play this while you're psyched.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And why did I have a liner cut where I say I'm leading a frontal assault? Because I plan to make a big spectacle, no matter what happens to me. I want people to see the enemy drawn out. I'm a gambit. I've chosen to play myself as a pawn if need be, even though I may be destroyed, to take the king in the end. It's basic strategy. The enemy doesn't even play it because they're so arrogant and they're used to attacking an asleep zombie population. But large portions of the population are not in a zombified trance. And that's who I am trying to communicate with. To mobilize them to believe we can resist the New World Order. And to know that we can take action. And that's what we're doing right now. History is taking place. Chop it down. The human spirit is being reignited. What an unbelievable interview yesterday with Nigel Farage. One blind spot we have here at InfoWars is we'll have huge breaking news on our own show and then I make a big deal out of it because we're so humble. And that's why I've been telling the listeners and viewers that InfoWars is so successful at changing the global narrative, at exposing the New World Order, the corporate tyranny, the crony capitalist system. I don't get up here and say, hey, by the way, we're the tip of the spear, you're the tip of the spear, just as hyperbole. I say it because it's true, and I'm always, in the last few years, been too humble to say it, but we need to say it to understand the nature of the war we're in. So I want to salute you. I want to commend you. I want to thank you. You know, we've been playing with this voice changer piece of equipment so that members of the media or whistleblowers can call in and speak without their voice being recognizable. Is that hooked up and ready yet, guys? Good, it is. I want to open the phones up because one of the biggest groups we get contacted by is people in mainstream media, and I mean inside Rolling Stone, inside MSNBC, inside CNN, inside Fox News, inside everything. A lot of times they get mad because I can't call them back or whatever. And a lot of times they're reporters, they're researchers, they're journalists, they're writers. And they get pissed like, this is really important. Alex can't call me. And sometimes they're prominent people. And I'm just like, man, there's stacks of this coming in. Just give us the information. And we will, you know, not say who you are. In fact, we delete the stuff out of the email once we get it or the things like that. I mean, we have all sorts of procedures. Not that we're perfect. Nobody is. And we're under major attack, so God knows what's going to happen. Just pray for us. But, in fact, will you guys bring me our local number? I don't have a copy of it in the studio. Thanks. I want to open the phones up so members of the media, I forget about the idea for this last week, but it's a great idea, can call in and actually talk about what you witnessed, talk about what you've seen, talk about what you've been told to do. Because when you see every newspaper in the country every day doing nothing but attacking Trump, and they don't even put in another op-ed saying something nice about Trump, when the coverage is 100-1, and I mean that when I say it, I mean it's 100-1 against Trump, totally distorted, you know you're dealing with a country in deep trouble. And you're dealing with a power structure that is in full panic, who has robbed us up one side and down the other. So here's your chance. You can call right into our phone system, and it is absolutely anonymous. You can go on air, and you can give us a brief account of what you're witnessing. Maybe you agree with the system, and you'll obviously be able to call in. But we'll be able to tell when we take the call if you're really a media person, because you'll be well-spoken, focused, and have information. We're not obviously vetting and saying all these are 100% real media calls. But the point is that if you've got whistleblower information about the media and you want us to expose that, see, they've got all these government, quote, protections around tyranny now in the name of national security, but there's nothing that says people in the media can't whistleblow, even though the media is operating as the propaganda force of these offshore multinationals that have hijacked the country. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And it's 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. If you don't want to voice change yourself when you're with the media, maybe you think they won't notice who you are or whatever. I don't think that's probably a smart move. You can call the network number. Or maybe you can call in on your own system. A lot of folks have voice changers on their phones. You can do that as well. And that number is the standard number, 800-259-9231. But 877-789-ALEX is the number to call in. And we'll be taking your calls coming up at the bottom of the hour. If you just joined us, the globalists have made a critical error. They have been operating their ongoing takeover program as if they were still in the 1980s or 70s, and have believed that they've had air superiority with the dinosaur collaborator media, discrediting or attempting to discredit or spinning true independent media that's exposing their crimes. And they made an even bigger error in a string of them when I came out over a month ago and had a special message to Donald Trump dealing with election fraud. I personally talked to him as well, obviously. And he didn't so much do what I told him to do. He already concurred and absolutely was on the same page and was already right there with me or even ahead of me. But I encouraged him to basically ignore some of the people telling him not to go with that and to go all the way, because if they stole it from Sanders and they try to steal it from him nakedly in the primaries, and they've got a history of it, that Homeland Security was going to go in and probably bring in UN observers to make sure illegals and people could vote, and change the debate away from election fraud to retail voter fraud, which is individuals cheating rather than the computers being hacked. And I said, you got to do it while you're still way ahead in the polls, because they're going to start skewing the polls, obviously, and saying you're behind. That's standard tactic. You need to go now with this information so that when you're actually still ahead, you talk about the fraud. You'll be ahead all the way through, but they're going to put out the fake polls that you're way behind to actually create that perception. And obviously Trump was right there. And Trump did it. That's why they're so scared of him. I mean, they are having to put on adult diapers over this guy, okay? And obviously Trump has his own experts that were telling him the same thing. He's really smart. He understands how things operate. They already tried to steal it from him. He stood up and contested it, so he got it. Sanders didn't, so he lost it. And then Trump comes out 2 days after I talked to him and after I put the message out. I talked to him that day, and then I came in. I called Rob Jacobson up. He was on that weekend. I said, we're shooting a video of a message to Trump. I said, it's really a message to the people. I've already delivered the message to Trump that day. But we're gonna put this video out explaining this to people and showing the fraud that's already happened and the fact, you know, the history of fraud and the fact that Trump has to build an army to fight election fraud, which he's now doing. And that's why they are in a conniption fit to send in their federal army to say, no, we're the feds and the UN. We say we didn't steal it. Don't listen to the KKK / Russian Trump people. I mean, you talk about conspiracy theory. That is ridiculous. Russia can barely operate its country and feed its people under economic sanctions. The idea that Russia is pulling my, let me tell you what's pulling my strings, my conscience and my commitment to this nation. We've already been conquered by globalist multinationals. We're not being conquered by the Russians. The same globalists that have conquered us are trying to reconquer Russia right now. Just like the Germans, the Nazis attacked the United States and the Russians, same deal. But this time it's not Uncle Joe Stalin who was evil, so you kind of go, oh, what do I do? It's not. They're not. This is so incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Think about this. Russia kicked all these oligarchs out that had been managing the communists for 80-something years. Putin starts arresting them. They're always Rockefeller and Rothschild fronts. The Rothschilds sue over it. Comes out in court. The British High Court goes, this actually proves everything they said about you. You're horrible. Imagine a judge standing up to Lord Rothschild. You can go read the articles and saying this case actually proved not just that your case of slander and libel fails against these newspapers, but this really shows what you did to Russia. The exact same people are gang raping this country right now. So of course Russia's sitting there watching it. The globalists occupy the U.S., use all our force against them while they're screwing us over. The Russians are just bleeding out, flopping around on the ground. The New World Order is just running all these desperate jihadis all over the planet, slaughtering people, destabilizing us. They're breaking our families down. They're bankrupting us. They've imploded our borders. We are falling, just like 1917 in Russia, people. They're going to come after everybody. Do you understand how screwed we are? This is not a game. This is not a radio show. The reason all the former brass expelled by Obama listen to this show, because it's the only place they can tune in and hear something that resembles the truth. Not because they're learning anything from me. They already know it. Even current generals tell me and others, and my father when he was in a meeting with some of them, that this show is basically 100% accurate on what's going on. It's not hard to be 100% accurate. The very same robber baron families that took over Russia and were financed in 1917 are literally gang raping us right now. And Trump knows all this. Trump gets it. He's going, we got these globalist New World Order people. We got the Chinese. We're cleaning you out. And they know what Trump said. He's going to arrest Hillary. Oh, yeah. You know what? It's on, folks. You know why Trump's so confident? He knows what's going to happen if they try to pull some big coup thing, counter coup against this. I'm telling you, folks, we are sitting on top a mountain of TNT right now. And nobody's blinking. We're going in, through, and beyond.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus. And I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law? You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training. To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I got no friends because they read the papers. They won't be seen with me. I'm feeling real shot down. I'm feeling mean. Yeah, maybe back in the 70s when he wrote that song, the papers attacked you, people didn't want to be seen with you. Now when the papers attack you, people want to be seen with you. Because America and the world is waking up to globalist occupation. And that little genie can't be put back in that little bottle. got no friends because they read the paper. They can't be ashamed with me.
And I'm getting real shot down.
Feeling mean.
No more with the nice guy. No more.
I remember when they would have all these articles, even the local paper, saying, Jones is crazy. He claims their secret army drills happen. I had a video of the black helicopters and drills. I wasn't against the military. They would also say that. I was just like, no, these drills are going on. Stop denying you're doing them. And Clinton was doing it not to train people, but to acclimate the public, the troops on the streets. Clinton was thinking about martial law. It's come out. I've interviewed Thomas Sanchez, the head of emergency management in Kingsville, the San Antonio police chief at the time, Ali Phillips, and others. When they were approached and asked, would they support Clinton in a martial law takeover? And, of course, all that did was educate the Delta Force, who they had going around trying to sell everybody on this. Because who better than these strong, you know, patriot, really smart soldiers to do the corruption? There's nothing new under the sun. That's what Julius Caesar would use, would be like famous war heroes. To go corrupt people. They redid it in the HBO special Rome, where he hires the war hero guy to go do the corruptions. He goes, you're getting him so cheaply. I need to have you do all my corruptions. But as they thought they were corrupting people, they were only educating everyone. So good luck with your plan for gun confiscation. Good luck for your plan with civil war. I'm trying to prime a race war, just like they used civil unrest in Ukraine to overthrow it. This is George Soros quantum garbage. Now, let's go to these clips again if you just joined us, because we've had dozens and dozens of callers call in, but no media yet. It's media right now, folks. Only media that want to talk about what it's like working in establishment media. Or maybe you disagree with me in your establishment media. You know, Media Matters can call in, but they never do anything real. They're all so scripted, so controlled. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And folks calling in who aren't media, don't let us get to the other folks that are. So please don't call right now if you're not media. Now, continuing, here is Obama a month ago, before Hillary named the name that not be named. Oh, that's out of Texas. Oh, I mean, the feds aren't involved in elections. Now they're announcing the feds, Homeland Security, Obama, Jay Johnson, to take over elections. It's being announced. Homeland I's special declaration to take charge of elections. The Department of Homeland Security began considering declaration of the election as a critical infrastructure and now says they want to do it. And they're already over it, bringing in UN and EU, OECD watchers. Let's go ahead and go to Lord Obama.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems.
Oh, really?
And the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is
didn't matter, they said, for Bernie Sanders,
being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths.
Oh, yeah? They're so arrogant, they think they're going to win Texas. They're stealing everything. Okay, now suddenly Homeland Security is going to run the elections, though. Because people now know it's mainstream media that announces who wins, the fraud's out, people are watching. So now they're going to come in for more legitimacy. It's not AP now, and CNN, it's Jay Johnson. When Loretta Lynch is at meeting with Clinton on an airplane, she's running her elections. So let's go ahead now and go to this other clip. This is Jay Johnson projecting onto Trump everything he is. The guy that's going to run the election says you can't have Trump. He's disqualified. There's no conflict of interest. He shouldn't recuse himself. And again, I'm a Chinese jet pilot. Here it is.
As the Secretary of Homeland Security, I have avoided responding to the political season and what candidates have said running for president. However, I believe that it's the responsibility of those of us in national security and homeland security when a leading candidate for office proposes something that is irresponsible, probably illegal, unconstitutional, and contrary to international law, un-American, and will actually hurt our efforts at homeland security and national security, we have to speak out.
And he goes on to demonize Trump. Why don't you then have feds oversee elections? Well, I've actually met a lot of the feds. They're actually more awake than the public. They're totally freaked out. I'm not defending all the stuff they do, but I mean, they got to bring foreigners in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones,
we'll be back.
And the GCN Radio Network.
Oh my gosh.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law?
You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training.
To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
In fact, even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns.
That's right. Soros has shut us down.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power.
Always do.
Words are the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subjecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems. Conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
In the movie V for Vendetta, towards the end, when the police inspector is meeting with V in a disguise, he doesn't know it's V till the end. He says, why didn't you do something about this before? Why didn't you take action? Why didn't you stop this false flag bioweapon attack? Why didn't you expose it? And he said, I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. Very powerful movie. I really admire the Wachowski brother and sister for their work, because it really says it all, doesn't it? That movie is so powerful. I'm waiting for you. You're waiting for me. And again, it's the minute the police understand the larger criminal conspiracy of the globalists, which they write books about. They think we're dumb. It's over. That's why they want us to have a war with the police. That's why they try to corrupt the police. Because then they can come in multinationally and purge the police and be big heroes and have these truth and reconciliation commissions the UN has, and then bring in total tyranny. And then the police are going to sit back and allow the persecution of patriots, just like YouTube. If you just joined us, a woman who's a feminist, a pretty big feminist, does a feminist journal, a publication, runs groups, is a horrible example for women, in my view. There's an Asian guy with a hula girl tastefully dressed on his dashboard just for fun, you know, happy thing. Not degrading Hawaiians. Anymore, we had a bobblehead of a cowboy or something. I mean, it's just something fun to be, hey, you're in my cab. She bullies him for 6-7 minutes, cusses at him, tells him she's going to basically ruin his career, put him on Gawker. I can't wait to hurt you. I can't wait to hurt you. YouTube Community Guidelines Organization concurred and removed Laura Southern's YouTube channel. She's challenging it because she said this woman's a bully when she's clearly a bully. So speaking out against their bullying, and that's the YouTube diversity team. Gil White. I bet Gil White's white. I'm not bashing white people, but I'm telling you, the worst social justice warriors, the most commissariat, abusive, getting off on it, race-baiting controllers are the white college students that George Soros sends that do the chants, deck the halls with dead cops. And then when one of the black teenagers actually shoots a cop, they get killed, their life's ruined, the Soros piece of filth just scurries off into the dark. Those are the people that grand juries need to start indicting. Indict the asses of these college students that are calling for murder. They're organizing crime. If I did that, I'd be arrested like that. By the way, I don't call for it because I don't want to bring everybody together. But I'll say this. I'm not somebody that shoots my mouth off about physical stuff. But the New World Order obviously knows. I mean, if you think we've begun to fight so far with the hacks and everything and risking our lives and not caring what you do to us, can you imagine if you actually ever take the gloves off for real? I mean, you people are crazy. There won't be anywhere in the world you can hide. Nowhere. Ever. You have successfully pissed off more than 10 million veterans who are below the age of 55. They're almost all becoming experts on who you are and what you do. And they aren't people that are bloodthirsty. They just are hoping we can fix things peacefully. If we can't, you're going to last as long as a bottle of red wine in a hobo encampment. And I don't take any pleasure imagining rotting, demonic piles of filth dying. I just want you out of my life. I want you to go back to the catacombs where you came from. I mean, I don't like My life isn't about some pissing contest to beat the New World Order just because I want to beat you. I want you off our back. Understand that? And I'm committed, and I put my will and my spirit, everything I've got against you. And you can feel it, can't you? Because here's the little secret. Good people have more will and more guts and more spirit than you evil people do any day. And you know that. That's why you've always been trying to brain damage us at birth and make us as stupid as possible while you don't give vaccines to your kids. So you hope your little stunted demon kids can beat us in the real world. It's not happening. And the fact that we're aware of who you are, you realize that we've got our arm, like Beowulf, around your arm. And we're not letting go. So you take us wherever you're taking us. But see, you're going with us. Like that intro we had earlier. Maybe we should play it again in the next segment. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. You understand that? Yes, you've taken me down. You've taken my family down. You've hurt me. And I'm going to hurt you right back. But here's the thing. I'm hurting you a lot worse than you're hurting me. And you know that, don't you? Because I will never back down to you people. And you see, this is just the beginning. Just like tyrants fall every time, you are going to fall. And you're going to be an example to everyone else on how to not be a scumbag. And I'll be honest with you, more and more, because the epic energy that's rising right now, I get tears in my eyes. It's not even tears of sadness or pain. It's tears of joy. Of joy. Because since the foundations of this earth were laid down, this contest was meant to happen. And this contest has happened over and over again. But we are in a time of the greatest contest this species has ever faced. And we're entering the crucible right now. And I am so humbled to be at the center of the crucible. And I'm going to tell you, our listeners and our viewers and our affiliates and the station managers and our sponsors and everyone, you are just as important as Donald Trump or Matt Drudge or myself. That's something Matt Drudge, I've learned, tells reporters all the time that are independent for decades. You're just as important as the New York Times. You're just as important as the Washington Post. You matter. You're important. I tell my crew that. It's not arrogance. We need to realize we're more important. They're sold out known liars. We want to tell the truth. Damn it, we hate it when we make a mistake. We want to be honest. I want to be good. Because it feels so good to be good and to be closer to God. And Lord knows I take the Lord's name in vain. I cuss. I do bad things. It's just who I am. I lust after women. I eat too much. I do it all. But you know, at the end of the day, my soul's pointed towards God like a North Star. It's not pointed towards wanting to screw people over, wanting to dumb people down, wanting to pray and have big, huge hordes of poor people. What the hell is that? We don't need to be ruled by that. But we have to wake up to it if we're ever going to change it. We got a news reporter, Julio in Illinois. We're going to go to him in a moment. I actually know this reporter. He's leaked a lot of stuff to us over the years. Worked in TV, radio, you name it. And so he's the only reporter that has the courage to call in. We've had hundreds of calls come in now. No reporters are calling. You send us stuff, whatever you're scared to call in. We even have a voice changer. No need to change Julio's voice. Julio's been calling in for 10 years since he was a college student. But since I'm in the interest of time, I'm not going to even belabor this. Buy the Hillary for President t-shirts at cost. Spread the word. Bio available. Selenium, everybody needs it. It's amazing. Talk about an energy booster. Electrochemical, goes with the X2, nation iodine, 20% off the great vitamin mineral fusion, amino acid, fruit punch drink we have that's so, again, absorbable, great for your kids to drink, send them to school with it, you name it. We need to fund the operation. That's what everybody knows. I mean, I can just sit there and say, send me, you know, donations, whatever. The point is, we need funds to fund this operation. We're doing it. We're expanding in the face of the enemy. We're all in. I want to thank you for your support. I want to play a few clips here first, though. We've had Dr. Drew 5-plus years on CNN, one of the top-rated shows in that crap house that is headline news. And he's not even really a conservative when I research, more like a libertarian. He's not really worried about Hillary. She does look bad. And the two drugs she's on, Cuban and an armored thyroid, counterbalance, and it'll kill you. I mean, what the hell's going on with her doctors? I'd like to talk to Hillary. 3 days later, you're fired. for paying out your contract. Get out of here. Get your stuff and get out. And all these other doctors. Now, Obama's former doctor. Infowars.com has it. The Hill reported it as well. Clinton should have a neurological exam. The clip we play of 2 weeks ago of her in Nevada, where she's sitting there, and this person just says something in the crowd. Keep talking, you're all right.
Okay, here we are.
If that isn't a bag lady, I don't mean bag ladies, but I mean, she's gone. I don't have a PhD in psychology, but I've talked to folks that do. They go, yeah, she's clearly disassociating, psychotic, doesn't know what frickin' planet she's on, and she's got a handler going, you're all right, continue, and then she twitches into her act. The woman is under judgment. She's cursed. There's a sick part of me hopes she gets in because it's only going to wet people up. They're going to put Trump in and blame him for everything and then implode everything. They're already planning it. But they know how slick he is and he'll be able to deal with it. Ah, man. Justice be done by the heavens fall. I'm trying to get Trump in. But no one should be bored right now. We got front row seats for what could potentially be Armageddon. And guess what? Even if you lie to yourself and think you're in the cheap seats, the nosebleeds, every man, woman, and child, I don't care where you're from or what color your skin is, your blood's red and your soul is on the line and you're in the arena. That's the big secret. People think they can set outside things and they're in charge and they can comment. No, everybody's in the arena. So now Obama's former doctor says she needs a neurological exam. This is on CNN. Here it is.
Trump has said, Dr. Steiner, he'll release his medical records if and only if Hillary Clinton releases hers. Now, she did release a 2-page letter from her doctor with real medical information, including some of the things you mentioned, cholesterol, things like that. It also talked about
the
incident
in
December of
2012
when she had a concussion and a blood cut in her brain. And in this, the letter says she had follow-up testing in 2013, which revealed complete resolution of the effects of the concussion as well as total dissolution of the thrombosis. Mrs. Clinton also tested negative for all clotting disorders. Is that enough?
No. There are a number of questions I have. First of all, she's also 68 years old, and I think, I think that medical letter was well written and was very professional, unlike Dr. Bornstein's, it's not enough. For example, she is on Coumadin, a medication to prevent blood clots.
Rat poison.
And you have to monitor that, and it says that she's being monitored regularly. I'd like to know how well she is being controlled. That's a difficult drug to use. Also, I think she should have had a neurological examination, a thorough neurological examination in 2016. We know what happens to football players who have had concussions, how they begin to lose some of their cognitive ability. I think both of them should release their records.
Which is what Dr. Pachinik said, who, by the way, has been friends with Hillary Clinton. The guy's not a Republican. He says she has to go. Here's the baseball, folks, and as this gets serious for medical records and things, Hillary Clinton had a brain tumor removed is the info. And they think it's growing back 3 years later. She's not long for this world. She wants to talk about my black heart all day? Lady, give me a break. I'm ready to stand before God right now. Not in an arrogant way. But I know I love God. Well, I've done bad things and God turns me away. I don't blame God. You think God's going to turn me away? You say, I've got a dark heart, lady. Give me a break. I'm not involved in the murder of hundreds of thousands of Christians like you. All right, we got news reporters calling in. I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time. I'm going to go to Mike in PA first, report for Daily Newspaper in PA. Then we're going to go to Julio in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Alex, how's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Great. You know, I go into the office every day and sitting there and just listening to my editors and the other reporters just going off constantly about how much of a warmonger Trump is, how insane he is, and just kind of sit back and laugh to myself as I listen to them talk, kind of keeping some things to myself, but definitely it reaches points where I just start breaking out laughing when they start talking. Lately I've been bringing up some of the health issues, and they just think that I'm making these things up, and I print off articles, mainstream articles, pretty much anything I could find, and hand it to them. Like, look, I'm not making this stuff up.
She's had a bunch of brain surgery. She's falling down. She doesn't know who she is. In her own WikiLeaks, she wants Parkinson's medication. She's on weird blood thinners and stuff they haven't used in 40 years. Medical doctors are getting fired that talk about it. I mean, what do you think is going on with her?
Honestly, I think she is breaking down. I think that she probably does have Parkinson's or something similar to that, and I think she's realizing, and the people around her are realizing, that she doesn't have much time, and they need to do whatever they can to get her in so that they can get the plan continuing down the road, even if she's not around to be a part of it.
That's right. That's what Dr. Pechenik told us today. He's coming on the next few days. The word is they're already preparing Kane. And again, I have guests on that don't make stuff up. I mean, if they say they've got the intel, they've got it. And Hillary is not long for this world. I mean, and I'm not threatening her. The media will say, like, we have this deal where we talk about her campaign's disintegrating. And it's like her blowing away. And they go, oh, the news, he wants to, that's her head being blown off. I don't wish any harm against Hillary. They want me to say that because then they can green light taking me out. That's kind of how this works. Look. If I thought it would save the world for Hillary to have something bad happen to her, then I would be honest about it. I don't want anything physical to happen to her. She's just a front puppet, but a very nasty one. But I do want to see her prosecuted so we can roll up all the foreign assets that are controlling her. But getting back to your newsroom, that's what I see around leftists, is this hype. Have you seen the New York Times, Washington Post? They write articles this week and last week saying, we need to be more unimpartial and more hateful. And so what if we're lying about Trump? He's bad. I mean, I never imagined I'd see articles from the New York Times calling for more vitriol and lashing the media for not being more hateful. I mean, this is crazy.
I tell you what, though. There's a newspaper, the Patriot News, which actually won a Pulitzer a few years ago for
their
coverage of the Sandusky Penn Live. There's a columnist, John Micek, that's on there. Every single day, he has an anti-Trump column. It's like he's the anti-Trump beat. But if you go on the comments section and look at the comments that people are writing, people are not buying it at all. I mean, 10 to 1, it's anti just saying, you know, this is a total joke.
I know liberals who are good people who don't like Republicans because of, you know, abortion and wars or whatever. And I get, the war stuff. I hate the Republican establishment. But they're like, yeah, I've never opened the New York Times up and every article is like foaming at the mouth. The Washington Post, CNN, foaming. I mean, they have just totally dropped any pretense of objectivity. And I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Let me ask you this question. When you're talking to all these reporters and writers around you, are they in a bubble, or do they understand that this has become an incredible spectacle?
Well, here's another thing. The political reporter who sits right across from me the other day, she's like, do you know what the alt-right is? And I just started laughing, and she started watching the Washington Post video that they made of what they're quote-unquote what the alt-right is. And I said, well, look at these people they're talking about. Nigel Farage, he's not extreme. These people are not extreme.
These are sane people.
How horrible Breitbart is. You are so – every point that she brings up is 100% mainstream leftist talking points that she brings up, and that's what she writes about politically. It's amazing.
Well, that shows how disconnected they are. I mean, when you've got Greenberg and all these other people coming out that are like real liberals, respected guys that exposed Bush, and now Obama's doing bad, and Hillary is, they're exposing it. These are good liberals. These are the good liberals I grew up around. I mean, I'm a libertarian. I'm not a right-winger guy. The issue is they're so committed to hating Republicans, they'll do anything for the Democrats. I wonder if they're ever going to wake up from their trance. I mean, what did she say when you pointed out, this is WikiLeaks. This was the hero of the left just 6, 7, 8 years ago. Why do you now hate him?
Well, you know, I look back. I was pretty involved with the anti-war movement, going to protests and just looking at these people. And some of these same people I see were in newsrooms being part of the protests. I'm like, where are these people now? Where have they gone? Do you not realize? Look at the list of the people who are supporting Hillary. This is something that I brought up the other day. Paul Wolfowitz, Dov Zakheim, Michael Chertoff, the right wing of all right wing,
the ultimate warmongers, the ultimate war pigs.
Yeah, and their comeback is, well, Dick Cheney supports Trump, so that's their only comeback. Oh, Dick Cheney supports him.
Well, all I know is this: Trump is an unknown quantity to a certain extent. I'm not going to claim I know he's perfect, but we know what we've got here with Hillary. And the fact that people claim they're anti-establishment, this is the time, then, to stand up against the establishment. Great points, Mike. Thank you so much. And you can tell that's a real reporter, smart guy, who's sitting here and you know, talking to him. You can tell, probably a classical liberal, you know, a real nice guy that's smart and wants everybody to have freedom. And he's just looking at all these fascist reporters acting completely insane and throwing total objectivity out the window and distorting what Trump says. He's just like, man, this is crazy. This is crazy. Julio, who I know is a radio host and also a newspaper reporter, he's called in for years. Julio, what is your take on all this? Why do you think the Homeland Security is, quote, taking over the election?
Well, just look at the polls, Alex, and I hope you're doing well. Look at the polls of corporate media and how much the people distrust corporate media here in the state. It's not a surprise to me to see Homeland Security doing this. Being in Chicago, it's the third largest market in the country behind Los Angeles and New York City. And a lot of these reporters, I've had experience as an intern and then moving back to Chicago recently and working as a radio news reporter for a statewide news agency. A lot of these reporters in Chicago on the TV side are quite comfortable. High salaries. They're worried about pushing the envelope and getting canned by most stations in Chicago are owned and operated by the big networks. Their career aspirations.
And Dr. Drew was a message. It doesn't matter how high your ratings are. You even say you want to help Hillary, you're fired.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to see the bias. I've covered the Republican debate in Vegas back in December. I've covered the Illinois presidential primary.
You were a big detractor of Bush. I protested Bush with you.
It's amazing to see and to talk. Converse with some of these reporters or even hearing them. Mostly I'm silent when I cover some of these events because I like a sponge. I want to absorb everything I hear from sources. It's amazing to hear the bias from some of these reporters, how they're working with their editors, working with their news directors, working with other reporters for opposing news organizations to do what they can to support their particular candidate. In this instance, in the presidential primary, it's Hillary Clinton. And to see a lot
I was about
of
to say, I've never seen such coordination between media to lie. They get together with the unified BS of the day. It's crazy.
Another reason that is, Alex, is because a lot of these stations, despite them, is, you know, here in Chicago, in high-rise buildings, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful buildings.
Stay there. Come back in 70 seconds, Julio. We'll be back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.